أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. إن سورة سورة كوثر the shortest سورة of the Quran Sharif. Allah تبارك وتعالى explained that in the previous سورة all the negative aspects which are in the person, how to combat them. That is first our yaqeen on the day of Qiyamah and our accountability there. And then if that is not there, if that is weak, then a person doesn't care about the orphans, about the miskeen, etc. Also then his namaz is very weak and he pays no attention to his namaz. And then he drops to a level that in small things also, not only that he's not prepared to help others, but he starts harming other people. So in order to remove all that, Allah sent his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala gave him kawthar, khair kathir, goodness in great abundance. The literal meaning and the meaning that this is all the goodness which Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of the Quran Sharif, also all the teachings of the Quran Sharif in the form of the Hadith Mubarakah, the beautiful, wonderful pearls of wisdom and knowledge which have been passed on to the Ummah through that, and all other good qualities also. From here also comes that full yaqeen on the day of Qiyamah, which all comes from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then if we see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked after the orphans and looked after the poor people, that there was no place for an orphan age. Every Muslim home was an orphan age and they used to keep orphans. All these things we have become completely very weak and we only live for ourselves. We only want our own comfort and we don't think of the poor and the destitute. Because this results then our namaz is also becoming very weak and there is no concentration, devotion. Generally, the ummah, as a ummah, we are very neglectful of even the actual just performance of namaz. And then we don't care for one another. So this all Allah Ta'ala has given in the form of this kawthar, which is the goodness in abundance which Allah has given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And by that Allah Ta'ala has kept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name also alive in the world. When Allah has given this great goodness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is natural for any human being, and the most greatest human being, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how much more that we be thankful for that ni'mat also. So for that ni'mat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make so much namazes also. That is the physical, spiritual, and also physical ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make his tahajjud so much that his legs used to swell up also. And when he was said that, oh Allah's Nabi, you have no sin on you. Perchance if there was, all that is also forgiven. Why then still do you exert yourself so much in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be thankful to Allah Ta'ala? So, yeah, when this khair kathir, the result of it is that a person must be thankful and show his appreciation. And the great, one of the greatest form of this appreciation is through namaz. That a person stands with utmost respect in front of Allah Ta'ala. He bows down in front of Allah Ta'ala. He goes into sajda for Allah Ta'ala. And when we do make our namazes, we should also keep in mind what all Allah's great favors are upon us. And we are making this namaz also in thankfulness to Allah Ta'ala. And if that comes, then we should see how much of nafal namaz is in our lives. Faraz is what Allah has made for us. But to be thankful to Allah, we have to do more than that. So how much of nafal namaz is in our lives by which we are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala? And what is the quality of our namaz? Is it really that we are making shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Or are we totally unmindful of our namazes? And not only namaz, one har, and also make qurbani, which is a great monetary ibadat, that a person spends money for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It is qurbani directly here, and other forms of spending of money for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Here again, for the poor, for the needy, the orphans, we should be also ready to spend and see that in thankfulness to Allah, what Allah has blessed us, when Allah has given us so much. Today, many of us are sitting with houses, and most of the rooms are lying empty. There is nobody there. And there are so many orphans who haven't got a place to put their head down. There is so much food in our pantries, in our freezers, in our fridges, whereas there are so many people who have stomachs who are empty. They have got nothing, and we are overloaded in our fridges, in our pantries, in our deep freezers, and of course in our bank accounts, and all the how much of extra we have got, while other people haven't got even shoes on their feet, haven't got the basic necessities. So the spirit of sacrifice, when Allah is Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah gave him so much, and in the appreciation he showed, and to teach the ummah also, that we also should be showing and giving all the time so much. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Beshak jo dushman hai tera, wahi reh gaya peecha kata. And who is your enemy? And they wish that you must be, they hate you so much, and they want that nothing of yours must carry on in life. Nobody must be there to take your name also, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You must just become a forgotten thing in life, in history. Allah Ta'ala says, the opposite will happen. Your name will shine in the world until today. Like what? The first thing we heard was Adhan this morning, and each one heard the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Five times namaz, Adhan, throughout the world, everywhere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name is taken. How many places they have seerat, jalsas, etc., all in the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. People have died hearts for the sunnats of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whereas the enemy of Islam, when this ayat was revealed, there are many other explanations also. But Abu Lahab went and he told that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's son Qasim passed away, so Abu Lahab went and he announced amongst the people, now that he has got no male issue to carry his name, he will be forgotten. His teachings will be forgotten. Nobody will be there to remember him. Allah sent this ayat that in fact it is Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utba, all the enemies of Islam, their names are destroyed. And nobody takes the names of their people, nobody takes their name. Their names are alive only because of Islamic history. Otherwise, their names also should not be alive. That the people still speak of them, though in a bad way, but that is also by the teachings of the of deen. Otherwise, if the deen teachings were not there, there was nobody to take their name whatsoever. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name is taken with great relish and enjoyment everywhere. Right now, at this moment, at Rozae Mubarak, people are just moving one way and reading salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Each one regarding it as his great, great honor. And the more we get time and we could read our salam, the more we feel it our honor. A person spends all his money to go for umrah, for ziyarat, and go and read salatu salam on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah says, shows that this great goodness that Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in return there must be thankfulness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam right through perfectly showed his appreciation and thankfulness. And in that case, your enemy, don't worry about your enemy. Allah will take care of your enemy. and your name will live on. You do what is righteous and good, and people will remember you in a good way. This brings us to the end of Surah Kawthar. May Allah Ta'ala accept, and the lessons that we have to take from here, that all this goodness which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has given, can come with, we must take it, be thankful for it also, and we don't have to worry of our enemy. They will bite their fingers and come to an end and get nothing. Whereas if we are on righteousness, Allah Ta'ala will make our name shine even after we die. And the enemy's name, Allah Ta'ala will cut it down completely. Wa akhiru da'wana.